There have been these warnings of looming teacher shortages, and there's a few things driving that. One is the number of teachers projected to retire in the next few years. I think the New York State United Teachers Union expects as many as a third of teachers could retire within 5 years. Another issue that is of concern is fewer young people getting into the profession. The number of people graduating with teacher degrees dropped about 40% since 2010. And there's a lot of speculation on why that is. A lot of it is, has to do with the issue of accountability and teachers under fire in recent years, kind of maybe people staying clear of that career.
Is there any one area that you looked at where the retirements are going to be higher, the city of Buffalo, the suburban areas? How did you look at that?
You know, that I'm not sure, you know, but there are a couple things when you talk about when people talk about the shortage, it doesn't appear to be the case statewide. It really depends where you are from district to district. Some say they don't have any problem. Some say there's a significant problem, particularly in urban and rural districts. The other issue is there are shortages in specific subject areas. Math, science seem to be two big ones. Special education, bilingual teachers, and career and technical education are the ones that came up most. I called one district that had five openings, two elementary school teachers, and they got about 200 applications for it. And then there were some other math and science, and they each got about 15 to 20 applicants apiece, just kind of showing you the disparity and the differences.
So what are those districts doing about it? Did they explain any kind of plans they have to try to fill those gaps?
You know, the ones I've talked to weren't concerned about it necessarily at this point. Some of them, you know, have done more things. Buffalo, for example, they've recruited in Puerto Rico for the past couple years, and that's been they've done well with that.
You recently looked at the teacher evaluations. It's kind of hanging in the balance right now until after the elections are decided, and then the state legislature, when they return in January for a new session, lawmakers are expected to vote on this, which was a huge hot topic. In 2012, in the height of Common Core controversy, the governor decided that a student's performance needs to be tied to a teacher's evaluation.
Exactly. You know, this goes back to 2012. The state linked student performance on state assessments to teacher job evaluations, and there was a huge out. It was right in the middle of Common Core, and there was a huge outcry from teachers. You know, ultimately, the state put a moratorium on it and decided to look at it more closely.
So now the consideration is to drop this and drop that linkage between a student's performance and a teacher eval?
Right. So the moratorium lasts through the end of this school year. And there's been a big push from the teachers' unions to decouple that test from the teacher evaluation. The Assembly passed legislation, and the Republican-controlled Senate passed a different version. So essentially it stalled at the end of June after the session.
Jay Ray, thanks so much for coming in. We'll look for your articles.
Thanks for having me, Eileen.